in the Africana woman community, we have a little saying, which is know your roots, grow your purpose. So I have a few questions for you. And yeah, just tell me what comes to mind. If you want to expand, go ahead. All right. Okay. So the first question is, what are you rooted to?
Family. So basically, for me, it's family bonds. I think, like I mentioned in my profile, the better the bond, the better relationships you create, even outside that bond, yeah, with your friends. I've noticed, like, people who come from messed up families are not really good, let's say, good communicators, they're not good with maintaining friendships. They have difficulty just creating proper friendships with people outside their comfort zone or something like that. So I think just creating a proper family bond, if you always make time to be there with your family, you have better friendships outside your family.
So the second question is, what is your favorite way to nourish your mind, your body, and your soul?
I sleep. Like, to be honest, I found myself in moments where I just have too many things to do. I don't know where to start from. I don't know what to touch. But I've discovered if I just take, like, enough time to sleep, even just for an hour, I'll be a better person. I would have popped up new ideas on how I'm going to get around my tasks. Or even when I'm, like, really tired at work, I'm doing a task. I just need, like, 5 minutes, shut eye. Yeah, just sleep. Like, keep the mind blank. When I wake up, it's all good. We'll make progress.
I love that answer, because that is one of my answers as well, because literally I'm just like, you know what, I'm not doing this today, let me just sleep. When I wake up, it'll be better.
just sleep.
I like that. Okay, do you have a weakness that has now become a superpower?
Yeah, somehow, like I mentioned earlier, that I choose to see people or to take people as a good person until they mess me up and the like. And sadly, that hasn't really worked for me, because I think I'll be nice to people who are not exactly nice to me. So, but beyond thinking a person is a nice person, nowadays I choose to see a little bit more beyond that, like try to understand them, see how they relate with others, their history and their life. So at least that helps me not get into the wrong relationships and friendships. Yeah. So I've learned that I can't always be nice to people because they're not as nice as they're supposed to be, or as nice as you, at least. Yeah. So you can help them out. Yeah. But always keep in mind that they could mess you up at any point. Yeah. Some people are just out there to take advantage of your kindness. I've learned it's okay to say no. If you can't do something, say no. Even if you can, but just say no, because you're not supposed to do it. People won't really appreciate that about you.
All right. And then what do you know as a certainty?
We're all going to die. No, but to be honest, we're all going to, sometimes people live like there's no tomorrow, but you need just to live, because tomorrow you might die. So try to do the most that you can do to today, because tomorrow is not guaranteed to anybody. Yeah. So when you're given today, maximize on your day today, live a happy life, do whatever makes you happy, because death is certain.
Yeah, I think a lot of people want to deny that death is certain. It's just the thought of it is like, it scares
it's
a lot.
It's just terrifying. I think I'm one person who's terrified, like, okay, death will happen, but it's going to happen. All I hope for is that it happens at a time where I leave my kids at a good place. I think before I had my son, I thought I lived for my family, like my sisters and my dad. But I realized those are adults, they'll survive. If I die, they'll be happier. My sisters will get my shoes and my bags. But my son, what is he going to do with my shoes and my bags? Yeah, so today I live for him. Like, in all that I do, I just need to make sure he's a happy kid, grows up, his future is guaranteed tomorrow. Because ideally, the way life is, it's supposed to be the adults and the kids die. So I'll probably die, he'll remain. But I need to leave him at a good place where he can pick up from and have a good life, a sustainable future.